Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started. Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-host, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Welcome back, family. I'm Otis Child right now, but you can call me Nell.
Family, I would like to start off with some contact information where you can contact us. Of course, you can contact us in your favorite app or whatever digital platform to leave a review. And also, our Instagram is FHBCP_. Our Facebook is Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast. And our email is familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. So those are just some ways to get in contact with us if you shall need us for anything. So today we're going to do our monthly current events subject that we do just to stay in touch with things that are going on in the world. Even though we're Family Healing Breaking Cycles, we still like to switch it up a little bit, and we do I Got Something to Say and current events and relationship talk and things like that. So today we'll do some current events because there are a few things that's been introduced to our world today that are important things. And then there are, you know, a couple of other things that were just, you know, one was a tragic event, and I just wanted to touch on it a little bit. So first we'll talk about Fed now. So let's just go over what Fed now is for those of us that might not know, because we're embarking upon the release date for FedNow. So FedNow is the Federal Reserve's new instant payment service that will enable customers and participating banks and credit unions to send and receive money within seconds, 24/7 and every day. This service is expected to launch in July 2023. The FedNow service is a new instant payment infrastructure developed by the Federal Reserve that allows financial institutions of every size across the U.S., to provide safe and efficient instant payment services. So first I want to get into one of the tragedies that I was talking about. So as we all know, a few months ago, the founder, right, of Cash App, was he the founder?
Or yeah, president, okay. CEO.
The CEO of Cash App was murdered. So we saw the, you know, video, whatever it was that they had that they released about the whole incident that was horrible and horrific. But I haven't heard anything about it since, like far as anybody being found or convicted.
No. Right.
Why would they?
Oh, right. So that brings me to the second point. Just with that face you made, and just with the little giggle, of course, that's because of why did you say that in that manner just now?
Fed now dropping. So they're assuming Cash App will fall off without the CEO. That's the assumptions.
But does that make sense, though? Yes. Or is that just to get, like, you know, less, okay, pay attention to what was possible?
That was the heads up to anybody else that got these.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Was that just to say, pay attention to what could possibly happen?
Yeah. Don't be surprised. It's either once FedNow drop and I guess pay attention to when FedNow drop and then see what happened to the other apps that do it. Do you not hear from them again?
Right.
Or are they still relevant?
Right.
And then something happened to somebody who runs one of the other ones.
So you think once FedNow drops and is in full effect, because it probably won't be in full effect July 1st. That's like July 1st is on a Saturday anyway, right? I guess it wouldn't matter to the government. But anyway, so once it drops, it might not be in full swing. It might take a couple weeks or whatever. But do you think that Cash App is going to be eliminated? Like, there's no more Cash App. There's so many people that use it for everything for whatever reasons that they can't get a bank account. It could just be the credit thing. You could be like that felony thing and people won't give you whatever people's reasons are for using Cash App. They're getting their paychecks put on there. They might have businesses and the transactions for their businesses go on there. It's a lot of reasons why people use Cash App. So do you think once it's up and running and this is what it is, that Cash App is just going to be extinct?
No, I don't think not right away. I think it might, if it does happen, it's going to be slowly but surely, because they're going to try to probably beat FedNow in your head, like, you know, over and over and over.
Right.
And then no more Cash App, Zelle. What's the other one?
You think they're going to try to force us?
Yeah. It's because, you know, the government, they don't like people making money. You're making too much money over here.
Right.
We ain't got parts.
Right.
So we need to figure out what we're going to do. So it's either they're going to, like you said, participate in banks.
Which now when you, if you do the research, it's 60% that have raised their hand to participate.
Right. Meaning that 60% is probably going to make you use that. Like, it might reject Cash App. It might reject
Zelle. Okay.
And only thing you can do is this. You're not agreeing to go to FedNow for no reason.
Right.
Your card might reject if you put it in Cash App.
Right. So that's right, where it kind of
probably where slowly but surely the other apps is going to be falling off, because whatever banks participate in FedNow, there's a good chance that it is an agreement that if you agree to do it, you only can use FedNow.
Right. So my bank did Venmo, and it was one of the banks that was in the 60%. Now when I try Venmo, it might get rejected.
It's going to probably reject. Probably going to reject all apps but FedNow. So that's where it's going to make people go to FedNow, because your bank is rejecting every other app.
And if it's 60%, like, I mean, I know it's a lot of banks, but what are the odds of you being able to find a chain after that's out of that 60%. You know how you had these small banks when there's only one bank and it's like out east Bumble F, yeah, and you could barely get to it if you needed to. So it's not going to be convenient.
Right. But that's where they know that. They know, like you said, 60% is a lot.
It is a lot.
And it's a good 9.5 out of 10. That 60% is all the major ones. Versus, like you said, the one that's 2 hours away, ain't nobody, you know what I mean? Now you got to get on board at this point.
Right, because who's doing that, right?
2 hours to put money in the bank or whatever the case is. So I think the way to do it is these banks is going to start rejecting you to use the other apps.
Okay, so we got that part out of the way. That's, you know, that's what they're going to do. No, you know, start weeding out all the other apps. Now you have to use that. So now we in full swing of Fed now. We in full swing of this government program. What are the cons that are going to come down the road with the government having all access to everything? With the debt ceiling the way that it is, as broke as we supposed to be, which I can't tell because every time you turn around, they're giving money to somewhere, not a little bit, lots of money. But anyway, so now they have control of our bank accounts, our transactions, and all those type of things. And we're talking about the government here.
Cash App already started that, though.
Started what?
That you have to report over $600 to...
Right. But I just mean in general. Before, that was Cash App. Transactional, whatever the case is. He has... It was... Now the government has access to your bank account, your transactions, what you're doing every day, not far as trying to tax you, but I just mean every day in general. Now you have access to everything, my bank account, everything, because if I, you know, that's what Cash App was. Everybody, not everybody, but for the most part, people use Cash App through their bank account. Yeah, some people had the Cash App card where they check might have been direct deposited on because they didn't have a bank account. But there's a wide percentage of people whose bank account is linked to Cash App. So now, with that being said, your bank is in the 60%. So every transaction you make, even if you buy a Starbucks coffee, if you sending somebody money, receiving money, whatever the case is, now the government has access to it. And everything, all this is computerized, all this is all that other kind of stuff. Any kind of glitch could happen and you wake up one day and your bank account wiped out and is, you know, is some excuse for it or whatever the case is. I'm just saying, I feel as though that it's another way to control things. Like you said, the rejection part. If your bank is a participating bank, now you try to use Venmo, it's going to reject it. You know, who knows what it's going to do in 2024? Who knows what it's going to do in 2025? What if glitches happen and it starts rejecting payments and rejecting things that you're trying to do? Who knows? I'm just saying, this is just the beginning stages of having control of what we're doing financially and our life. It's our livelihood. Let's face it. How many people don't have bank accounts? How many people, you know, are using cash and have shoeboxes full of cash in their house because they don't trust banks? I mean, that was our grandmoms and stuff like that. My grandma was like that. Didn't really trust them. She had money in them, but she didn't trust them. She had money outside of the banks everywhere, because she didn't trust them. So that's been going on for years about not trusting the banks. Now they really give it. I mean, you see how things have seasons and times. So you figure that was my grandmother. So that was, you know, 50, 60 years ago or whatever. So she didn't trust banks, and I'm sure she wasn't the only one because of something like this. But now it didn't happen in her time. But now this is the season and time that what she predicted is happening.
Right. And just like any other trend that was happening in another season is going to come back. Now, you might got the people that's going to go back to the shoeboxes.
This is what I'm saying.
So,
but think about that. So think about the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and all this other stuff that they're coming out with, which is supposed to... which they talked about too, which is supposed to phase out the dollar bill. Mm-hmm. Not the $1 bill, but money. So those people, because of course they had to think smart and think fast forward and ahead. Okay, people start getting scared. They're going to take the money out the bank to start using cash. So they already had predicted that. So now they already in the phase of trying to phase out cash money. So they're not giving you a choice. If you want to live, you have to do it how we want you to do it. If you want to continue to shop, if you want to continue to buy food, if you want to continue to buy toiletries, if you want to continue to do certain things and then you have to, they're not going to give us a choice but to have to play by their rules. If they start, we didn't get there yet, but there's been talks about phasing out the dollar bill.
The government gonna get what they want.
Exactly.
Regardless. So,
thank you all you PP loan scammers. Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Because people out here appreciate
it. Appreciate it. See, this is what I was saying. If you go back in the past episodes when that was going on, with the I got something to say and the other questions and answers, I don't think I did it any topic episodes. But I know in some Q&As and I got something to say, I have been talking about how when it was first happening, and I'm like, okay, y'all think they're not going to get their money back some kind of way? You think you just got away with it? I've been saying this since for 2 years. And every time I'm like, okay, so they might not do it in this way, but they're going to take the income tax. I think that was the one thing I said. Then another Q&A, I think I might have said they're going to get their money back. And just locking people up and finding people that did it or whatever the case is not going to be enough. That's not enough. They need the money fast, quick, and in a hurry, just like how they gave it out fast, quick, and in a hurry. So the only way to do that is for everybody, us, all the upstanding ones that didn't take out a loan or wasn't deceitful and greedy and all that kind of stuff, we still got to pay for it.
So it's just that thing, that one person messed it up for everybody. And it's because it was so many people that messed it up for everybody. So the ones that's going to complain about FedNow and the conspiracy theorists, thank you. It's your fault. We blaming them.
Like I said, you know, when July comes, which is in, you know, a couple of days, it's not like boom, Fed now. It's gonna take a minute, not a long time though, but it's gonna happen. And when you look up, it's gonna be like, okay, now they have control over what you buy, how you buy it, when you buy it, and all that kind of stuff. And they're gonna find a way to, because a lot of people, I'm sure, were able to use Cash App for their businesses and stuff, but still maybe wasn't claiming it or whatever the case is. But now they have access to everything. Not that they couldn't have access before, but this is a different type of access. Because now you can control and freeze my card if you feel like it. Or control and freeze me in the middle of a purchase. Or just whatever the case is. Control and freeze my money. And just like with the vaccine, now you're forcing me to do something that I don't want to do, but you're attacking the livelihood. And it's real, like, what am I going to say? If it all came down to it, if I didn't have any choice, I wouldn't have a choice but to do it. Same thing with the vaccine. I'm sure everybody had choices, but in my situation, I didn't. My livelihood was at stake. I had to do it.
I'm going to give it 2 years where it's going to be like
full blown boom. This is what it is.
Ask the permission after a certain amount of money.
Really? You think it's going to be that far?
Yeah.
Really?
But that's like when Cash App start saying over $600, it had to be reported.
Right.
To the government.
Right.
So if it was a limit of $600 for Cash App, imagine what the government theirself can do with their app. $1,500 limit. And anything after that, it's, you know, it'll go through, but then you get a letter in the mail. You got to explain why you didn't spend $3,000. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, stuff is just happening right in front of our faces. Like, what is, like, is this real? Is this real?
And the crazy thing is, it is what it is, because you can't go live under a rock. As much as people want to try to say certain things, like you said, with the vaccine, millions and millions of people's livelihood was at stake. So they took the vaccine.
Right.
So it's going to be the same with this. At some point, you're going to need it. because your bank participated. You can't do nothing else.
Right.
And the easiest way would be through FedNow. You have no choice. They make it for you not to have no choice.
Exactly.
So now is.
But then I feel like even, okay, so then that phase is over. I made it so you didn't have a choice. So now the majority of people did it, just like with the vaccine, the million person goal and all that kind of stuff. Remember all the goals Biden had? Oh, our goal is to vaccine a million people by March of whatever year, or whatever the case is. So the goal, that phase is out. The goal is, okay, everybody now doesn't have a choice but to participate in FedNow. Then the next phase is going to be whatever else they come up with to control it, to control us. It's going to be rolled out in phases, which phases can take a couple of years. But when it's all said and done, it's going to be this massive control. This has been talked about for years. What's the word for it? Like, it's been talked about for years. Not the, oh gosh, I remember. But it's the New World Order. New World Order.
Yeah, and more of a subtle way. They're getting you with the everyday life.
New World Order. It's been talked about for years that it was coming. But when people didn't see it in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, they thought people was crazy. Look here now. The New World Order started with the COVID vaccine. Okay, so I guess that, you know, we'll just have to stay on the lookout for that. Tired of talking about it. It sickens me. Okay, so artificial intelligence. Now, I heard about it. Now, you know, and I was seeing, you know, like different robots and things like that, that people were introducing and talking to, or, you know, whatever the case is. And I'm, you know, they're talking about, you know, companies are going to start incorporating them and people are going to be losing jobs and things like that. And not that I didn't take it seriously, but I'm like, okay, you know, now we're getting a little bit futuristic, because I'm just one of those people that's just, I'm a late bloomer. It takes me a while to process sometimes. So artificial intelligence, which is AI, is the ability of computers or machines to perform tasks that would normally require human intelligence to complete. This includes tasks such as visual perception, speech recognition, decision making, and language translation. AI is demonstrated by computers perceiving, synthesizing, and inferring information. The term is frequently applied to the project of developing systems endowed with the intellectual processes characteristic of humans, such as the ability to reason and discover meaning. So, okay. So if everybody has, you know, a laptop or a computer, phone, or whatever the case is, whatever program you're using on these devices, I don't know about everybody, but I know on my computer, you know, it did its update or whatever the case is. And this happened at least, I'd say, a month or more ago. And I'm like, okay, I normally go through my updates, go through what it's doing, you know, familiarize myself, and I just keep going. If it's not for me at the time, I just don't spend as much time on it, but I do get the knowledge in my brain. I just don't process it probably until later on, until I need it. So I came across something that my computer was introducing, which was something like AI. And it was like, you know, a situation where you could speak to it or ask it anything. I'm like, well, okay, well, that's what I have Google for. Like, what is going on? I got enough stuff going on. Like, I don't need all this stuff going on. Like, I'm a Google person. So I tried it out. And I said, you have to be kidding me. It's going to phase Google out. It's going to phase out everything. What is the point in having two things? Why would I have Google and why would I have AI that is built into my computer programming? Not even built into something that has become new, that's an update, that's part of my computer programming at this point. Why would I need both? I'm just asking that as a rhetorical question. But at the end of the day, it's exactly what's going on. But it's much faster than Google and a little bit more efficient. And Google, you might Google something like, why is the sky blue? And it's going to, you know, it's going to give you all these reasons why the sky is blue, all these sites to tell you why the sky is blue, and so on and so forth. But with AI, AI will go through all of those sites that Google will display, summarize everything, give you the reason why the sky is blue, but then give you a choice whether you need to go any further to those sites or whatever the case is. Why wouldn't I choose something like that? It's faster and easier for me.
They did that on purpose to start to phase out Google. Unless Google get on board and able to do the same thing.
They not. There's no way. Have you ever tried it?
I never. I don't. I know what AI is. I don't know much about it. So I don't. I just know AI.
When I tell you mind blowing, I mean mind blowing. Mind blowing. It is mind blowing. When you Google something, boom, I Googled it. You had that whole list that comes up of just a bunch of stuff, and it overwhelms you at times. So you have to say, all right, any, meeny, miny, mo. I'll pick this article that's going to explain to me why the sky is blue. Any, meeny, miny, mo. But you have about 10 of them and all this other stuff. No, it does it for you. It goes through the any, meeny, miny, mo for you, picks something relevant, give you the answer, and then allows you to decide whether you want to go. But it's like it went through everything and gave you the best of, instead of you having to go through everything and getting the best of. It does it for you. It does it for you, I'm telling you. And I'm just like, what is... So I can see why they're saying it's going to phase out jobs and certain things, because if I'm a customer service rep and I don't know, let's pick, if I'm a customer service rep for Pico, I don't know, whatever, and you calling in to ask about your bill, and I'm already, all I have to do is go on the computer, see what you asking me about, you want to get on the payment arrangement or whatever the case is, and this is what you owe now. You have your scripted thing that they're scripted to say, like every other, you know, call center or customer service or whatever the case is. With this AI, they would be able to phase customer service jobs out, because all is designed to, like I just read, is designed to, if I ask you a question, to automatically give me an answer back, because you're a computer. You blah, 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 blah. A person's brain doesn't go that fast. So you could have AI, when I call into the call center of whatever I'm calling for, to ask you a question. Everything that you tell a human being, you tell the AI, and it's going to, okay, so yes, your bill is $575 and you wanted to go on a payment plan, and I'm going to send you an application out. Is this your address? Is it right? Just send the application back with all your information and then we'll let you know. Why wouldn't AI be able to do that? It does it now.
Yeah, with the automated system. You barely talk to people sometimes.
And then when you do talk to them, that can be AI that you're talking to. And if it can pull up, if it can go through what Google gives you or whatever the case is and narrow it down and give you what it thinks the right information is, and if you like it, it's cool. So why wouldn't it be able to do that if it picks up the phone because I'm calling it? All I have to do is give you my name, my account number, my phone number, whatever you asked me for, and everything, you're going to... A human being is looking at a computer to do that. Why would they need you to look at it to do that? It can do it. I don't need you to have your headphones on and say, hello, Thank you for calling the gas company. Can I help you? What you looking at a computer to get my information? What they need you for anymore? When the computer can now talk to you and answer the phone. So I can see where certain jobs, it is going to phase out. So I would suggest people, not that it's the easiest thing to do. You need to start getting jobs to work with your hands.
Trades,
because at the end of the day, you cannot get a computer to welding, machinery, do hair, be a chef, be a constructor. You can't get computers to do that. It's going to be the new age. Everything is being introduced already. It's just not at the phase where it's affecting people right now. But look at it. Like I said, my grandmother didn't trust banks. It was a lot of older people back then that didn't trust banks. So now we in the phase where they doing exactly what my grandmom said and other older people said they was going to do. So now you done already put the Fed now in place. You done put the artificial intelligence in place. The information is out there. It's no secret. We already know that they said it's going to take away a lot of jobs. We already know that Fed now was going to come in and make you use their app. That's the first phase of it. How many years is the second and third phase and all that going to take to where the jobs are extinct for people? They, you know, will be laying people off like Amazon a few months ago when they laid all those people off because they don't need them, because they can get computers to do what those people were doing. Didn't Meta lay off a lot of people too? So this is the reasons why all those people had got laid off, because they are starting to incorporate AI into their businesses. So this stuff is real. Just because it doesn't affect you right now and in a moment. I thought the same thing about like COVID. Well, it's not affecting me right now until 2 years later, and it affected me. It affected me, my finances, my livelihood, and everything. So just because if it's not affecting you right now and you still have your call center job, or you still have your customer rep job over the phone, or your work from home job that you've been having since COVID, don't think that in 2 years from now you're going to still have it.
Nope. You're going to have to go back in the building at that point.
Or if they didn't phase your job out. That's the point I'm trying to make.
But, depending on if what you're doing at home is the only thing you're doing at home, then yeah. I think certain jobs are going to, of course, certain phases is going to take longer because that, you know, that equipment still costs money and stuff too. So, but like you said, I can see the customer service stuff for sure. For sure. That's probably going to be the first phase. Like, you don't need them. Especially if AI can give you an option to speak in whatever language you want. Because, you know, when you call certain companies and then you know, I don't mean nothing by it, but you get an Indian person. You don't understand.
Yes.
But if they say you what you want in English.
Absolutely.
Indian, it's over. Over, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Artificial intelligence.
It's actually getting starting to be like, before it was just the computer stuff that you're saying now. Now it's to the point where it can manipulate voices. So now whoever it may be, let's just say if I knew how to use AI when it came to music, I can take a rapper's voice, whoever voice, sound just like the person, and put it on over an instrumental, and it made it seem like that person. Let's just say I have heard one, who was it? Was they did like Michael Jackson singing over a Chris Brown beat. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like Michael Jackson was in the studio with that beat and singing over it. Now it was like, and then like, now I think I've seen something where it was like Andre 3000, and it might have been Future. And it said they dropped a new song, But so many people are skeptical. So many people say, no, that's AI. But this is that good that you don't know if it's a real, if it's these people really, did they really drop the song? Or did somebody just make AI up just because they ain't had nothing else to do?
Really?
Is you don't know no more. Unless only way you would know is if you follow those people and they said, new single out with X, Y, and Z. But if that person didn't do it, you don't know if it's real or not. That's how good it is and how it's no chop-ups in between, like, oh, you hear that's a computer.
Right, 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 right.
It's that good. You just don't know. So it can make anybody drop a whole album, and whoever did it can make money off of it. Because you're not really sure.
Oh, got you. Okay. Got it, got it, got it, got it. Artificial intelligence is real, people. It's real. Trust me, if I'm saying it, then it's real. Not because for any other reason other than I'm a processor. I'm a late bloomer when it comes to processing things. I don't always believe something even just because the news said it. That's just me. I'm another, you know, conspiracy theorist and whatever you, all that stuff. So if I'm bloomed and processed it and I witnessed it and seen it, it's real. Now, are people going to run out and change their careers and do certain things and be diligent? Of course not, because I wouldn't. But I'm just saying, stay woke and be aware to what's going on around you, because we are in days and times where stuff isn't right. Things are changing, the world is changing, and we either have to get with the program or figure something different out or reinvent ourselves. I think a lot of this stuff is make us reinvent ourselves. Okay, this artificial meat.
That's crucial.
So, okay, like, this clone meat. Okay, so they already been doing it with certain fruits and vegetables and things like that. Seedless grapes, seedless watermelons, things like that. If it doesn't have seeds in it, 9 times out of 10, it was manufactured somewhere. Yes, it tastes like watermelon, look like watermelon, look like broccoli, all that kind of stuff. But these things are manufactured. Because if you rewind to years ago, there wasn't a such thing as a seedless grape. There wasn't a such thing as a watermelon that didn't have seeds. That would be the worst part of eating a watermelon. You spitting out the black seeds every bite. Or you picking them out. So we all know that something is going on. You can't just come up with stuff out of nowhere when we know better, because we know what we already have experience. So, boom, they've been doing it. You've seen things where they were cloning lettuce and cloning different vegetables and cabbage and things like that. Boom, been doing it. But now we're talking about the meat. And this is something that's out. This is something that they've talked about. This is something that they put out there for us to know what can be, what's going on and things like that. My thing is, okay, that's what you want to do. I mean, we taking a hit. You got a lot of nerve doing something like that. And they figure, people eat anything anyway. You're eating all this fast food and different things. You're putting all these preservatives in your body. You don't know what you eat. Why can't we give you fake meat? My thing is, are you going to put it on the label?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We was talking about that at work, I guess, about the... I forget what it was about, and I was trying to figure out, like, well, are they required to tell you?
The FDA has been so shady lately that they don't tell you everything that they should tell you. We think that they should, and they used to. So I don't know what's going on now, where it's been things slipping through the cracks, because we're consuming things that, you know, that the FDA is approving that they shouldn't be approving. So I haven't heard anything whether they are going to be allowed to do that without putting it on the label. Now, if that happens, worst case scenario, and they don't put it on the label, what are we supposed to do now?
You would never know.
You would just have to stop eating it if you have a problem with it.
Right. But if they're not required, whatever loophole they can find that they don't have to put it in there, you would never know. Unless, of course, is, you know, when they're doing all these jumbo chicken wings or something. All right, that's skeptical. But if it's ground turkey and it look like ground turkey tastes like it, you think it's ground turkey.
When I thought about that, because I'm a big ground turkey eater, I'm thinking the ground turkey itself, to go to that extreme with the texture to not make it real, is. I think they would do it with a clone turkey. Like they do, however they make it, what, you know, if you have ground turkey, ground chicken that was made from a turkey made from a chicken, I would just think now all that ground meat is going to be made from a clone turkey from a clone chicken. So, same thing.
However they do it, it's going to be hard for you to tell.
If they don't put it on the label.
If they don't put it on the label, which I don't think they will.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. Yeah, because if you did put it on a label, nobody's going to buy it, so you wasted your time.
It just might say, when you look at the ingredients, it might have, they might throw something in there. If you don't know what it means, you don't know what it means unless you're sitting there, you know, Googling it, or now, you know, AI it or something like that. But hey, I don't think it's going to say this is artificial ground turkey made from or nothing like that. Because nobody's going to buy it. Now they wasted their time and whatever money they had to put into it for nobody to have to.
But why is that okay?
It's not okay, but I think it's. They got to find a way, just like over in, where all those immigrants got sent away, but it was only like, they was working on all the farms. You didn't send away all the immigrants that works on the farms. Now you can't get crops and stuff. Now this is what you said, they're thinking ahead of when this do happen and then there's no more farms. Crocs not, you know, being grown and this and the third, we still got to supply food. How can we do this? They found a way. Everybody can't starve. It's artificial. It tastes the same. You might see a commercial 20 years later saying if you ate this ground turkey 30 years ago.
Not even that. It'll be a normal thing that is on the shelves now and it's to buy and you know it. And people scared, they got to eat. So another thing being forced to do. That's what I'm saying. Look at the whole picture as a whole. We are being forced to do things that we shouldn't be forced to have to do. But it's martial law. It's the sign of the beast. It is what it is. I know people don't want to hear it, and they probably like, oh, no, here you go. Y'all people always making up stuff and thinking stuff. Okay, if you still with your eyes shut like that, it's nothing nobody can do. I'm not trying to change anybody's mind or anything like that. I'm not trying to be forceful about anything. I'm saying facts and what's real. And to open up your eyes and pay attention. If you open up your eyes and pay attention, you're going to figure out whether you're going to reinvent yourself or you just going to go with the flow because you're fearful of what's going to happen if you don't go with the flow. I'm for reinventing myself. Because at the end of the day, I always say, I'm not a outside person. I'm not a dirt person. I don't have a green thumb, this, and that. But if push come to shove and I have to start growing my own vegetables or whatever the case is, I think I'm going to do it. However that's supposed to get done or be done. You're not going to force me to eat clone meat, or you're not going to force me to ingest and eat something that that's just too far. You're not going to put fear in me like that. Something will have to be done. You're just going to have to learn how to reinvent yourself. And that's what that is, reinventing yourself. You're used to going to the store. I'm used to going to the store, buying food, coming home and cooking it. Already being FDA approved, already, you know, being, you know, in the package or whatever the case is. And the most I have to do is wash it off and cook it. So reinvent myself means, okay, this is what you're offering me. Don't want it. So now I have to go figure out how to grow vegetables. Which should be healthier anyway. I don't know about the finding real chickens part and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know what it means. But I'm just saying that's one thing that I refuse to be forced to do. You're not going to have me ingest a foreign substance that looks like a protein that I'm used to eating. So look into reinventing yourselves, people. It seems like we have to reinvent ourselves in a whole lot of ways. If you're not used to saving, you better start saving. If you're not used to gardening, you better start reading some books. If you don't have if you have the type of job that AI can take over, you better find another trade. If you look at it, it's all corners of livelihood is being affected a little bit at a time for each thing. It's not one thing, then boom, when that's done, then we're going to go to the next. It's going from, pay attention, is each end of everything for us to be able to live, and they implanting a little bit at a time of each thing. So when it's full blown next phase, next season of it, we're stuck with nothing, no way out. The food. The money. So.
The next 15 years, we ain't gonna have no choice for a lot of stuff.
This is my point. I'm gonna have a choice because I'm gonna have greens and cabbage out back. And I guess I'll be a vegetarian.
Hey,
it might be a more healthier choice. I don't know. Okay. Five men, including one teenager, died on a voyage in a 22-foot submersible to see the wreckage of the Titanic in the North Atlantic Ocean. The submersible was called Titan. The men were true explorers who shared a distinct spirit of adventure and deep passion for exploring. These men were rich beyond their wildest dreams. The search for the Titan submersible was called off after debris from the vessel was found on the ocean floor close to the wreck of the Titanic. So they might have been able, they got close to it. They almost was there. They almost saw it. And they didn't. Because they imploded. It was a small submersible about the size of a minivan with five people on it, plus a boy. We all ran by a game controller with a small seat of a supposed to be a toilet. They were all, you know, only big enough for them to sit down with their feet crossed. And this is what they wanted to do. Now, who am I to judge a person's, you know, adventure of life or what they've always wanted to do or who they are as a person? Everybody, oh, people with money don't know how to act. People with money don't know what they want to do. People with money. At the end of the day, whether they were people with money or not, how many people that don't have money that are risk takers, that climb to the top of Mount Everest, that do all these things that are death-defying things where they could lose their life to the next time that they do it? How many people bungee jump into the Grand Canyon? How many people take these risks all the time? So I'm not here to say anything. I'm not here to say anything about a person's money and what they do. At the end of the day, it's a sad experience. And who am I to say whether it was a smart thing to do or not? I don't think I want to, you know, judge that. I don't think I want to give my opinion on that. I'm just saying it was a sad situation. Who wants to hear that they weren't found or didn't make it? Nobody wants to hear that. Five people died.
I think the difference between what you said, what, you know, the people with no money, they do all these things. I think because they do these things free. These people went down to the Titan and paid $250,000 for.
They had the money to do it.
Right. But that's where it's more get more publicity because of the money.
Mm.
You know, you got five billionaires on this little minivan going in the ocean, and you paid $250,000 for. Now, of course, there's a million questions because from what I saw, the same one went down to the wreckage twice before.
Yeah.
So what happened to the third time around?
Right.
So, like, you know, what was it that if you went down there twice already with no issue, how the third time you imploded? That don't make sense, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
But that's just me on the outside looking in.
Right.
Something ain't right.
Well, for the record, there's always a distraction if we pay attention, like with COVID. The distraction with that was Kobe Bryant had died. So that was on the news, and it was a couple of other things that had our attention. And we're not paying attention that China's wearing masks and people dropping like flies over there. We more paying attention to Kobe Bryant and the memorial for him and all of that. And I can't forget what the other thing was. It's like before every big smack in the face, bam, there's always something to distract our attention. Not that it takes away from lives being lost, but the facts are the facts. Because like you just said, you know, it's the money thing. Because I'm thinking, who cares? It was their money. If that's what they wanted to do, that's what they wanted to do. But it's being made a big deal of because it's a distraction. I really, like, yeah, you could say, oh, they could have did so much with their money. Yeah, we could have did so much with all that PPP loan money, too. What's fair is fair. I don't want to hear about it. Everybody had their hands in the dirty money pot for the past few years. So the same people that still don't have no PPP loan money left, and you spent it on all stuff that don't make sense, when you probably had enough money to go down to see the Titanic, now you complain about the fact of what they could have did with the money. Be quiet. Just be quiet. It was their money. That's what they wanted to do. They were diehard explorers, and unfortunately, they didn't live. But what a fact is, it's a distraction. What a fact is, yeah, why did the third time it imploded? There's a lot of facts here, but you have to pay attention to the fact that that's part of the reason why it's a distraction. It had to be made a distraction, even if five people got sacrificed for the distraction.
I agree with that.
Pay attention. Everybody pay attention to the wrong things. That's what I put more energy into being aware and opening up your eyes and paying attention that you put into everything else that's just doesn't make sense to pay attention to, then maybe a lot of people be better off in this world. Start cultivating your dirt for your farm that you're going to have to raise in a little while, and start worrying about why they took their own money to take a risk or why they was made to not make it. You'll see sooner or later.
Yeah, I saw a couple of things that, of course, and again, you know, I everybody ignorant to it, even me, you only going to pay attention to what's being said.
Right.
Through social media, news outlets and stuff like that. So if social media news outlet is only talking about that, but, you know, Biden over there making some crazy law.
Right.
And already passed. And then you'll find out 4 weeks later.
Right.
And then it's too late because you're trying to figure out how this happened, when and why. And
right.
We was
just like COVID, dead smack in the middle of it. By the time Donald Trump wanted to say, oh, well, this is what's going on, when you've been new. And look what the impact that had. And we still going through it. So haven't we learned any lessons?
Some of us still. I think something like that is always going to be hard for, I guess you got the woke people that know, like, well, this is happening. There got to be something else happening.
Right.
Versus the ones that this is happening and you either running with it, social media, jokes and stuff coming behind certain things and this and a third, because that's the main thing that's being, you know, pushed out. I think it's always going to be forever like that, because everybody not going to be woke. You got the ones that might take stuff for a joke, turn it into a joke. You got the ones like, nah, something ain't right. Every 2 years, something crazy is going to happen.
Yeah.
To distract us.
Yeah. Yeah. Until they don't have to distract us anymore, when they can just do stuff in front of our faces, nothing we can do about it. Yeah. You had anything you wanted to add, sir?
I wanted to speak on, did you see the, when the mom and son got charged for murder?
I did. And then the charges got dropped?
Right. Now, I guess you know this is a gray area for everything. Because when I first saw the story, or when I saw it, I assumed that the mom would at least be the one that's going to go to jail.
Right.
Due to her telling her son to go get the gun.
Right.
Now, at that point, it's premeditated.
Right.
You know, and then whatever the son did, you know, he could, you know, he probably, when he's 14, he's not really going to probably.
But then it came out something about she didn't tell him to go get it. He came in with it. Like something about she never texted him to go get the gun. He was already in there. And she was like, go get in the car.
See, again, what I didn't see that part.
I mean, this is, it, again, I need to see some facts and stuff. I understand people have facts and they see stuff. And I did hear, like, you know, it was like a news broadcast about it. But at the end of the day, I need some more facts. Because this news people saying that she never texted them. This news people saying that she said, go back in the car. Like, just come out with the facts one time and just let it be done.
It's going to come out because I guess now his mom is, of course, a lawsuit with the Chicago PD and then like district attorney due to the charges being dropped.
She won't sue him because they dropped the charges? Mm. Why?
Her being a mom feeling like her son was murdered.
Oh, you mean the mom of the son? Okay. The one that got killed. Okay.
Yeah, she's, I guess since the charges dropped, she's bringing a lawsuit.
I mean, because when we see stuff, we want to rally up as a people to try to make things happen. But I've, you know, been, you know, I've researched the law enough and, you know, read things enough to know that what we see with our eyes and our perception of reality is not law. What we feel like is morally right is not law. That's why they have laws and they have books and they have things that judges and attorneys and DAs and all that kind of stuff have to go by. Us looking at it as the people, we're saying it was self-defense. He shouldn't have hit her like that. The son was only protecting his mom, dropped the charges. We can rally up and do that all we want to. But whatever books and whatever the law says is what the judge has to go by. So the reason of the charges being dropped and all that kind of stuff, if she does sue and they have to open it up and figure it out or whatever the case is, they probably have to be crafty about how they want to go about it, because the law is the law. Should he have? No. Would one of my sons do the same thing? Yes. So even if it was me in my situation, it's like the law is like kind of still the law, and I'm still have my moral reality, my perception of reality about it, but the law is the law. You don't have the right to kill anyone. You don't have the right to do anything. You don't have the right to put the law into your own hands. But the cops didn't come. This, and that. But still, the law that's written is, you don't have the right to take the law into your own hands. But the law is not what morals are. The law is not what my perception of reality is, or what my eyes saw, or my feelings, or my emotions. And people just don't care about what the law says. But the bottom line is, that's what the law says. The way he beat on her was immoral. But law is not made to be moral. So we have to see how that unfolds.
I agree.
It sucks, but that's... I was on that side of the fence where it sucks, and I'm still on that side of the fence, but I think I just understand a little bit more. The law is going to be what they want it to be. And what's written and what they have to go by. Because if they went by morals and emotions... For every case, in most cases, it'd be a lot of people that would still be walking the streets right now. Mm-hmm. Sad situation. Sad situation. His life gonna change forever. He 14. He's supposed to be thinking about life and going to high school and being with his friends and stuff like that. Not facing a murder charge. Not only that, he had a gun in his hand and he killed somebody. His life would never be the same. He's going to need therapy and support and everything. His life would never be the same. Because your son got murdered, you want to sue. Lady, you... Where was you when he was thinking it was okay to be beating women like that and he got a mom?
Oh, that's no, never mind. I don't care what he did.
Who failed him? Please. I'm sorry. No sympathy. None. Boom. Whatsoever. But it doesn't change the fact that the law is the law. But I don't have no sympathy. Your son got what he deserved. I said it. It's that. What? It's true. I mean, do anybody deserve to die? I don't know. But at the end of the day, that boy did, he was protecting his mom. So I'm not going to sit here and say who deserved to die, who don't. I know it was God's choice at the end of the day and let him handle it. But the fact remains is that little boy acted off of reflexes and now a man is dead. So what? My sons ain't out here beating on women. So... Can't tell me it didn't have nothing to do with the upbringing. A lot of people's sons not out here beating on women. And a lot of people's sons are. So, let's weigh the apples and oranges on that. Said what I said.
It is what it is. Like you said, I'll do the same. So,
Now, you know, at 14, that part of your brain that makes choices and decisions is not developed yet. That doesn't develop till you're about 22 and 23. So you know, a grown, full grown man, depending on his thought process, might not have did that, but he doggone sure would have got his behind whooped and thrown down and beat with a chair or something. But being as though a child's a teenager's mind is not developed yet to make these decisions. He did the first thing that he knew. I know it's a gun in the car. He hitting on my mom. I'm going to shoot him. You know, and that's with the environmental things too. Video games, videos, rap music, whatever his environment is, where he lives at, whoever is a part of his life that make it that guns is okay. I mean, she had a gun for a reason. So there are also factors to why he felt like that was the last resort. Now, don't get me wrong about that, but the fact remains is that was the choice that he made at the time. Someone else might have made a different choice to maybe just chase him down and pistol whoop him or whoop his behind or something like that. But unfortunately, that's not what happened in this situation. So let's make that clear too. Everybody not going pop, pop, pop. You're going to be half dead in the hospital, though. Manslaughter, maybe, not murder. Attempted murder would be the charges. Anything else you wanted to add?
That's all I got.
You got a gem to drop over there, brother man?
See what I got. See what I got here. Hmm. It's a lot easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
It's a lot easier to ask for, can I have your forgiveness? Or I give you for... Yeah. Hey,
you don't
always have to ask me back on this. Right. No, I'm going to leave that one right there. Family, stay woke. Stay woke. Reinvent yourself. Don't allow it to happen. Do the best you can do. Rise up as a people. You owe it to your ancestors. And we want to thank you for letting us into your lives for a moment. We want to thank you for listening to us talk about these current events and give our take and opinions on things. And as always, talk to you soon.
Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app on Mondays at 12 p.m. Just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678 and also Lounge 21 at 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles. And we would love to hear from you. Or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.